Here are some of the latest dad jokes I came across, Sam.
Oh, dad jokes.
What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
What kind?
Open-toed sandals. I just built an ATM that only gives out coins, but I don't know why anyone's ever thought of it before. I mean, it just makes sense. Did I ever tell you about the time I went mushroom foraging?
No, let's hear about it.
It's a story with a moral at the end.
Oh my god.
What happened when two slices of bread went on a date?
What?
It was loaf at first sight. Oh, even I feel bad about that.
Oh, that was not good.
Why do crabs never volunteer?
Why?
Because they're shellfish.
Never heard that one before.
I poured some water over a duck's back yesterday. I don't think you care.
What's that?
No, that's the joke.
Yeah. Oh, that's the joke, okay.
Why do melons have weddings?
Oh, okay.
They Why? Can't elope. I think the better answer to that is cleavage looks good in a wedding dress. That's
I like that one a little better than.
Yeah, it sort of rings true, but
that reminds me of I was watching this video, and this lady cop walks up to the guy and says, "Anything you say can and will be held against you." And he looks at her and goes, "Boobs."
Those are a few of the new dad jokes that I came across for 2025. And also in 2025, you are listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music.
Welcome. It is a nice, lovely summer evening. The weather is no longer killer like it was.
Oh man, that 97, 103 degrees we had.
Although it is, I think it is supposed to get back up into the 90s. How far back are we traveling today?
We're going back. Way back. 1998.
Or was it 96?
Was it 96?
It was 96.
Son of a bitch.
It was 96.
I did my research on 8.
Oh. Well.
We did 98.
We did 98?
We did 97, 98, and 99. Yeah.
We did not do 96. That was probably how we ended up doing 96. Well. Is this going to be an episode where you're just going to be like, I'm going to hear mad typing while you're on Google?
You're going to hear mad freaking poking on my phone because I'm doing research now. Stupid.
Well, I guess I'm going first. So, fortunately, you know me, I have a long list of films for 96.
You did research on 96?
96, No, 96, that was the year before I went back to New York. I think 97 was the last time that I was in Manhattan. Okay, so I'm going to hit my, my films for 96. There are bound to be some overlaps.
There's for sure overlaps, has to be.
So I'm going to start off with, number 10, A Time to Kill.
I don't have that one.
Very good movie. Very good movie. That was, I think, the movie where Matthew McConaughey showed the world that he could act. And also, I think Samuel L. Jackson showed a different side of himself.
All right.
That was the movie where he had Samuel Jackson's character went after and shot the dudes that raped his daughter, and like he's on the stand, like, yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. So, A Time to Kill, 9, Mission Impossible, the first one.
They made so many of these. I
Yeah, they did.
haven't even seen the last one yet.
It's decent. It's not as good as the one before it, but it's decent.
All right, I'll check it out.
Number 8, Space Jam.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now.
Number 7, Primal Fear. And let's see. Number 6, Jerry Maguire.
Oh, I love that movie.
Next, The Nutty Professor.
Eddie Murphy's one of the classics.
Yep. Then next, Ransom.
Ransom. Is
And
that a
that was Mel Gibson and Gary Sinise, Rene Russo.
For some reason, I was thinking Steven Seagal. I don't know why that came to my head.
And then number 2, Welcome to the Rock.
But do you smell what it's cooking?
Oh, I'm sorry, let me try that again. Welcome to the Rock. That was my bad Sean Connery impression. The Rock.
The Rock. I haven't seen it. That's why
Ah, okay.
I was like,
Yeah, Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage.
not to be confused with The Rock, right?
Correct. And then my all-time favorite pick of 1996, perhaps one of the best movies of that decade, just in terms of just being a blockbuster, would be Independence Day.
Dude, when I saw that, I was probably 10 years old. Man, that was some of the scariest aliens I ever seen.
I'm gonna pick that up on 4K. A lot of those effects still hold up to this day.
Absolutely.
And it was like all model work. They like blew, built a model of the White House and blew it up.
Yeah, that's an epic film right there. That's just, I don't know, genius.
It is. So those are my film picks for 96. You can't see me, but I'm resting my chin in my hand, waiting for yours.
I have 7 picks, and believe it or not, we don't have any that overlapped.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. I'll start with number 7 though. Scream, the original.
Oh, okay. Good
Yeah.
pick.
Have you seen Scream 6?
I don't know if I did or didn't. I think I saw the most recent one.
It is weird, but just go watch the original. It's better than the rest of them.
That is usually always the case.
You know what? This is off this list, but I can't wait for the new Fast and the Furious movie because they're coming back to street racing instead of trying to fly each other to the moon.
Well, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, go back to where, they originated from. Do that.
I'm still miffed that you didn't tell me it was a cliffhanger, the last one.
Oh, you know what? I don't remember if it was a cliffhanger or not.
Yeah, the last one was a cliffhanger.
Oh, 10? You're talking about Fast 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this
They're
next
at
one's
the.
supposed to be the last one.
Yeah, it comes out next year, I believe, 26.
Yeah, because I mean, Everyone's all old now. I think they've got to all be in their 50s.
Especially Vin.
Well, he's a year older than me, so I know for a fact he's in his 50s.
Yeah, he's an old man. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyway, before I get beat up, number six, Kingpin.
Oh, I do remember that one.
That was a great. I have that one in 4K.
Oh.
Yeah. Number four, Last Man Standing with Bruce Willis in it.
Walter Hill movie, good flick. I remember
Yes.
seeing that one in the theater.
I got what was it called? A double release or whatever, the double pack in the DVDs. It came with Last Man Standing and Bandits.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's another good one.
I enjoyed Bandits. It was probably longer than it needed to be, though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But
But my favorite scene is when they're sleeping and the lady wakes up because he thinks he's always got like a brain tumor or something. And he wakes up, he's like, Beavers and Ducks.
Last Man Standing was such an underrated flick for Bruce Willis. That was it's one of my favorite Bruce Willis movies.
Ain't that the truth? What was that one?
I think that was six, wasn't it?
Let's see. 7, 6, 5. Oh, I'm on four. The cable guy.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
That was the
He's a
first time an actor got $20 million for a movie.
Yeah, and the lisp he had during the whole movie, how did he pull that off?
Well, he's Jim Carrey.
He could pull anything off, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounded
Like him
great.
or hate him, he's one of the most talented people at doing comedy.
Amen to that. I knew a guy in fifth grade. I'm not gonna say his name, but he could make his face look identical to Jim Carrey's face.
Oh.
It was interesting. So number three is Black Sheep. Chris Farley movie.
Yep.
Good movie. Number two is Bulletproof.
Refresh my memory on that one.
Bulletproof is
Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler.
Okay. Yep.
And Adam
I
Sandler
remember.
being held captive and So this number one movie is probably the most streamed on Netflix right now, other than the second part to it, and it's Happy Gilmore.
Okay. And I enjoyed Happy Gilmore. I'm afraid to go anywhere near the second one based on what I've heard.
Oh no, you need to watch the second one.
Oh, really? I heard it's horrible.
No, it's great.
Really?
I
Okay.
swear it's an instant classic.
All right. Okay, well, I trust you, so I will not avoid it.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not gonna ruin it for anybody or you, but he says some things in it, and it's the way he says them, and they cut him off like the movie, stops him from saying it. But you know exactly what word's coming next, and
Okay.
it's so funny because your brain gets like this tease from it, right? And you're like, I know what he's gonna say, and he's not saying it's great.
Okay.
I swear, it, like tickles your brain.
TV premieres for 96. There were I got five.
That's
They were
better than
hard
me.
gets. They were definitely hard gets, but I'll just go through them really quick. So, number one is the Steve Harvey show. His first show, I believe,
Dang.
would not be his last.
Should say the first Steve Harvey show.
Right. Then, this was actually one of my favorite shows ever, Third Rock from the Sun.
I've seen a couple episodes of it, but I saw that on the list and I was like, nah, I didn't see enough of it to actually make a comment on it.
Oh yeah, it was funny. Millennium, which you probably don't remember, but it was a spin-off from Actually, it wasn't a spin-off from the X-Files, but it was set in the same universe.
Yeah.
But then they eventually did a crossover. They did a crossover after Millennium was canceled, but they brought him onto the X-Files. They brought that character onto the X-Files to kind of close the story out.
Now I remember the X-Files.
Yeah. But Millennium, I think Millennium maybe ran 3 or 4 seasons.
Okay.
But the next one is Spin City. Remember that
Spin
one,
City.
Michael J. Fox. And then eventually he left and he was replaced with Charlie Sheen.
Oh man.
I don't remember how many seasons he was on, but clearly had not yet come into his own. It's I will say, and I never imagined I a year ago I would have never have imagined myself even saying this because I never ever watched 2 and a Half Men,
Oh, I did.
but I never did. I never had any desire to watch it. It just wasn't on my radar. And of all people who got me into it, it was my father who, and I don't know, it makes it's not anything that's computable. I don't know. But he turns it on regularly. It's clearly something that he enjoys watching. But you know, it's just knowing how he's wired, it doesn't make sense to me that he would like it. But I say all that to say that it was clear at that point that Charlie Sheen was a master of his craft. He definitely had some serious comic chops. It is a shame that he lost his mind and just
Yeah, for
freaked
real.
out. Yeah, it is a shame that he just freaked out and lost to all of his marbles. So, and my final pick for TV. So my number five pick is Judge Judy.
Oh, man. She's on Fox News now.
Okay, I think you told me that already.
Did I?
I think so. That sounds familiar. I know she has a another judge show, Judy Justice. And instead of a black judge robe, it's purple.
That's interesting.
But yeah, that's another show that my dad watches. I am really not a fan of Judge Judy, the show that is. It's weird. I like her,
Yeah.
but I don't like her show. Because, I mean, it just seems to me if you're going on Judge Judy, you know that you're just not supposed to talk out of turn. You just don't do
Oh man, she's ruthless too.
Oh, yeah, you just know. So anywho, but those are my five TV picks.
Man, mine are easy. I have three picks.
Okay.
So, number three is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wow. Okay. I'm kind of
Yeah.
surprised that I missed that one. If I had seen that one, I would have ended up on my list.
Yeah, I was surprised you missed it too. I was waiting for it to come because this next one is one that you picked. It was the Steve Harvey Show. That's my number two
Okay.
pick. And huh?
The first Steve Harvey show.
The first Steve Harvey Show. And number one is if sorry if I sound nasally. I'm getting like this head cold stuff in my daughter's head. But number one is Kenan and Kel.
Oh, I remember that show.
Oh yeah. Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? I do, I do, I do. Ooh.
You're reaching back.
Way back. I'm grabbing out of the third row of like all the way in the back of the car, pulling them old VHS tapes out.
So I found out that my wife thought I was invading her privacy.
What?
Yeah, My wife apparently felt like I was invading her privacy.
Why is that?
Well, she wrote about it in her diary.
Oh. You read
That
her
wasn't.
diary?
It's another one of those, another one of those dad jokes.
Jeez. I was like, man, I was starting to get serious. I'm like, dude, all right, so what we're going to do here, all right, now listen to me. All right.
Oh. What did the bison say to his son when he left the ranch?
What was that?
Bye, son.
Oh my God. I'm done.
Well, music, that should be easy for you.
It should have been. You're
That
right.
I this was a mixed bag for me. I only liked some of my choices, but I picked things that I definitely knew I had listened to and got stuck in my brain.
Right.
They weren't necessarily things that I would go out of my way to put on. But I'll start with the first one. This first one is kind of an ironic one for me because, well, I don't mind Darius Rucker now as an artist because he's leaning more country, and I guess he sounds it seems like he's kind of found his lane. But I was really underwhelmed with him as the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. So, Time
Okay.
was probably the first song that I listened to by that band that I was like, this isn't too bad. But I wasn't overwhelmed with his vocals at that point. Like I said, I got more respect for him when he went out on his own. But when you're part of a group, they have to use you in the capacity that you serve the whole. So,
Yeah.
so that would be number five. Number four, just because of the sheer ridiculousness of the song and how everybody would sing it, and this Macarena, the Bayside
Dude.
Boys mix.
Always thought I said Don let a poopa. Don let a poopa. Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
So then number three, Toni Braxton, you're making me high.
Oh, Toni Braxton.
She was fine back in those days. I haven't seen her lately, but she was smoking.
Amen to that.
So number two is Eric Clapton, Change the World.
Oh, dude, Eric Clapton is one of my favorites.
You gotta respect the talent. You gotta respect the talent. And he's written some earworms over the years, or he's been behind some of the more popular earworms, going all the way back to cocaine,
Tears in heaven.
So my last song pick is one you may or may not know, but this is by Everything But the Girl, Missing.
I'll have to listen to it.
I'm sure you've heard it. It's
Probably.
one of those songs that you probably been sitting listening to the music in the restaurant, and it comes on, and you've heard it. Because I had heard the song for years, but just never made the connection. But Everything But the Girl is one of those groups that's like they've been making music for decades. So, I mean, you've probably heard like a lot of their songs on different soundtracks and
Yeah.
things, and just never knew it. What are your music picks?
My music mix? Hold on one second.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get myself, freaking nose is running.
You should probably take something for that.
Nah. Maybe. I don't want to be sick as shit all week.
Yeah, you should probably take something for it.
Anyway, okay. So I have an album and five picks.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna start with the album. The album is legendary. It was like number one on the charts for the longest time in '96. It's Tupac All Eyes on Me album.
Yes.
Excuse me, sorry about that. All right, so I'm gonna go into my picks now. Number one is Pony by Genuine. Yeah. That's a good song. You should do like a little clip of it. You should do a little clip of the song.
Well, I used to do that, but you remember it got like impossible to do.
Yeah, it flagged us for some reason.
Yeah, but it was just so I might mess with that again. Probably not for this one since we have such a quick turnaround on it, but
Yeah. My number two pick is Woo Ha, I Got You All in Check by Busta Rhymes. That was like his single when he first came out. It was crazy. Man, we
Y'all,
used to have
y'all,
a
y'all.
y'all. We used to have this place called Cat's Record and Disc, right? And that was when I first heard of Busta Rhymes. I was maybe like 10 years, 9, 10 years old, something like that. But that
He
was
has
the album I picked up, that album with that song on
a cameo in the new Naked Gun movie.
it. I gotta see that.
It's funny.
You have to send me a list of stuff to watch.
I just warn you when you see Naked Gun, I'll just warn you, snowman scene. That's all I'm gonna
Oh no.
but go on.
All right. Number three, No Diggity by Blackstreet, featuring Dr. Dre.
Didn't I just
Okay.
say that one from 98?
Not that I know of. You know what's stupid? My phone put no dignity.
Okay.
About said what my phone says.
Yeah, I know I did. I know I just mentioned No Diggity for a different year,
It
but
popped up in '96 as well. I wonder if they did like a remake of
music does that though. When you pull
it.
music, it does pop up in duplicate years.
Yeah. I wonder why they do that.
But good song nonetheless, so
Oh, it's worth being mentioned again.
it is.
All right. Number four is Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. They have some, I don't know what they're saying at the beginning of it, but something about like a hippopotamus. But
You were in your heyday back then.
dude, this was this was my kind of music back then. It still is, but you know, I try to get my daughters into it. They like some of it. My last pick is Mr. Ice Cream Man by Master P. Now that song I could listen to over and over again.
Master P.
Yeah, Percy Miller.
If she's not a gangster bitch, I'm all wanna.
Yeah, get it.
I was working at Best Buy. White kid introduced me to that song. I mean, like a really nerdy, like Opie Cunningham kid. It was like the kind of kid it looked like if his mother caught him listening to that music, she would put him out of the house.
Dude, I remember in like the year 2000, Back That Ass Up came out, right? It was 1999 when it came out, but maybe year 2000. I was listening to the edited version of it, right? And my mom goes, "Man, if you're gonna listen to that music, you need to like listen to the real music. Just don't say it outside of our household."
Yeah,
They
I
used
had
to.
I had a similar experience with that song as with Can I Get a
What?
Yeah, 'cause I'd only ever heard the radio version of that song, and then the version that you hear in, in Rush Hour. And yeah, once again, it was a nerdy white guy who was playing the unedited version on his on his CD, I guess his Walkman or whatever, and let me hear it. And I'm like listening, and I'm getting ready to go into the chorus, and I'm like getting ready to say, "Can I get a what? Can I get a f whoa?"
Can I get it? That is not the lyrics.
I think I stumbled. I think I actually lost my balance.
Oh man.
What's happening here? My
This is
worldview
much
has just been
better.
sh it's just shifted a little bit. The intonation makes more sense now. Anywho, well, I'm not really one who likes these particular types of complaints, but I'm really tired of living in a two-party system, because everything is just like extremes. It's like
Okay.
instead of people just kind of saying and doing things that make sense, it's like a big giant football game. It's like we know we have to win the game, and it's like, fool, this isn't a football game. This isn't a sporting event. Like, the team that you should be playing for is the United States. So,
Exactly.
you should pretty much be listening to the needs of the majority, the middle class, if you will, folks who are out there working, sweating, scuffling and scribes, trying to survive. But, this whole just, I mean, all right. Now, obviously, I'm registered with one of these parties, but I'm going to talk about both of them. I mean, like, okay, Republican Party. I mean, now these folks, once idolized Ronald Reagan,
Right.
okay, shining on the hill, city of pop, shining city on the hill kind of optimism. I'm not going to say I was a big fan of Ronald Reagan. I was much younger back then, but I was just starting to pay attention. But, to me, Ronald Reagan was a former actor, so he was kind of a rich guy and he had rich man's values. But, you can't fault somebody for their realm of experience. He was sincere. He tried, but I mean, now, Republican Party used to be about limited government. That ain't the case no more.
No.
No, it's I mean it's limited government. Well, except when I mean, okay, controlling uteruses, banning books, making sure that kids can't learn that racism is ever a thing that ever happened ever.
Erasing history.
And okay, I will proudly say that I'm a Christian man. I mean, that's no secret, that.
Absolutely.
But the United States was supposed to be based on freedom of religion. What the heck is going on with the seems like there's a lot of hate for Israel right now. I mean,
Yeah, I'm not cool with that.
and there has been stuff from both sides with that conflict. There's been I mean, at the end of the day, will Israel be able to say we're completely blameless? No, but their enemy would like to see everybody in the West die. So
Yeah, I
if I
guess he's
had
in
to
the
pick us,
West.
yeah, that would be us. So
Exactly.
if I had to pick a side,
Maybe the one that's not trying to kill us.
but yet these, and like you swing over to the left side, then you have these kids who are just like death to Israel and free Palestine. Are you actually examining the facts? Are you actually critically looking at things? Are you just putting on a shirt? And
They're
that's
wanting attention. That's the thing.
Well, and I think that is the case with these kids. I mean, especially for anybody who's like, oh, well, let's, what's his name? Mandani in New York, let's try socialism. I'm sorry, what?
Let's not. See, this
this
is the
is.
thing. I think the kids these days on that side, they're tired of being not heard or whatever they want to call it. So they do all this stuff so they could be heard, but they're being heard for the wrong reasons.
Just, I think, like you just said, just to get attention.
Yeah, just to get attention because they didn't get attention as kids. They didn't get pats on the shoulder or pats on the back, and that's what they want now.
Well, and that, believe it or not, I think you ratchet that same mentality up to a 10. And that's why folks are just going around shooting people. Because that gets it to, well, I mean, and you look at it. So, okay, what's his name? What's the good-looking kid who shot the healthcare CEO, the Mangione,
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Luigi Mangione. He's like got the same name as the horn player who just died, Mangione.
Freaking dude, it sounds like a mobster name. Hey, you're
I
gonna get
mean,
Mangione. Just go get him.
so I mean. He shot a dude in cold blood in the back, just up on the street. And they're like, okay, well, he shouldn't have shot him, but that's what they deserve. That's what he should, that's this whole thing with what. So when did it become okay to shoot people in the back
Yeah,
like a freaking coward?
I was about to say that. That's a freaking coward move.
But no, but he's well, and the it seems to become very quite fashionable now just to choose the nuclear option. There's no such thing as a nuanced response anymore. Everything is just like, let's go from 0 to 157 in 2 seconds. And I think part of it is because we only have extreme choices. Nobody can, say, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm a Democrat, but I believe in conservative ideals,
Yeah, you can't just be in the
You can't, you can't say, I mean, so yeah,
middle.
you don't want to, you feel uncomfortable about maybe, your kid playing your daughter playing women's basketball with somebody built like me. Yeah, that's a reasonable concern. Is it a hill to die on? Well, how often does that actually happen?
Right.
Is not something to crusade on. There are much more important things that bring us together than unite us, but nobody wants to focus on that. It's always, and I think our culture has been always about, left, right, red, blue, and everything's wired that way. And it just you just get tired, you just get exhausted. People can't have an intelligent conversation. What's nice is when people who have differing viewpoints can sit down and talk about it and exchange ideals, because more times than not, when I can have a conversation with somebody who has a different opinion than I have, I can come away with a different perspective than, and maybe say, oh, okay, well, I can understand why they think that way now, or why they might feel that way.
You don't get all
I
huffy and
mean,
puffy and start beating the other person up,
this whole two-party thing, we really need more parties. We need independents, need to have a chance. I mean, just somebody who's going to actually really speak to the needs of the majority, because you can't make everybody happy. You're not
We have
going
the
to.
red, we have the blue, we need a green medium. That's what we
Yeah,
need.
we need a green or a brown or like gray or silver or something. Purple. 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 That
Purple.
makes
It's a
perfect
nice
sense.
color.
Purple. And would have to like then the president would have to be somebody called His Royal Badness.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
don't
and
know, but that's
his song when it comes out is going to be Purple Rain. It's.
right. But that's just kind of been on my mind, this whole thing. It's just like I said, I'm just so tired of like people jumping on bandwagons and saying, I hate the so and so's and have no clue freaking why. And it's
Yeah.
like, you're gonna Free Palestine. Have you done any research just before you say that? Do you know anything about what's going on? Going to, I mean, now folks are, upset about the Epstein thing with good reason. I'm not saying they shouldn't be upset about, the Epstein files and stuff like that,
Right.
but there really is more important stuff out there. to be worried
Absolutely.
about. We the economy is I know certain people will have you believe that it's there and it's great. It's nowhere near great. It hasn't been great. I don't know that it's been great since I was a kid, actually. But it's not there now. But at least eggs aren't $10 a carton anymore.
Facts.
So, we just had eggs for dinner. First time, and Lisa was like, I haven't had eggs in such a long time. I was like, yeah, that's because, if you stole them, you'd have gotten put in jail for grand larceny. They were, so anyway, I got that off my chest.
I have something inspirational to say.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to end it with this for us. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Finally. Haven't done one of these in a while.
No, you haven't.
All right. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.
Nicely said. Nicely said.
You could thank Confucius.
Okay. Well, he's definitely good for those. He's written a fortune cookie or two.
Yeah.
And with that, I will end it with, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're extinct.
Oh my God.
With that, I will say X,
Why? See
Z,
you
U,
later.
later. And we're out. Oh, and I tell you, I went to the aquarium this past weekend.
No, you didn't tell me.
I didn't stay long. There's something fishy about that place.
Did you have a pet? Oh, that reminds me. I went to the beach last year, right? And the stingray was swimming right beside me. No, not the stingray, but the stingray was swimming right beside me, and I reached down to grab it.